really it's not.
Okay, I have a report, just so you're...
Okay.
Hey, you're supposed to let us know before we make comments like that.
We don't hear that. We don't hear that.
All right, welcome, welcome, everybody. We are going to go ahead and call to order our Board of Trustee work session for the North Avis Fire District. It is Thursday, November 21st, 2024. This is being held at Station 41 here in West Point. Those in attendance with us, we have Annette Judd, Nancy Smalling, myself, Brian Vincent, Mayor Wiggle, Tim Roper, and Ricky Carlson. Ooh, sorry, Ricky. Tonight, excused, is Mayor Shepherd, Jerry Chatterton, and Megan Ratchford. Thank you. Okay. No badge pending, so we are going to have a discussion concerning the calendar for 2025. You guys had that email out to you. It's also on page two there. I'm going to bring something up real quick before we do it. So in June, the new holiday of Juneteenth, right? Mm-hmm. So Juneteenth fell on a Thursday. That was our board meeting. The state of Utah has set in policy that Juneteenth is observed on Monday. If Juneteenth falls on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of that week, it is observed on that Monday. If it is falls on a Saturday or Sunday, it is observed on the following Monday. Does that make sense?
So it's always a Monday.
So it's always a Monday.
It's not the 19th, it's just Monday.
Okay. We at City Hall have, or at West Point, we've adopted the resolution that we observe Juneteenth on the 19th. And if it falls on a Saturday or Sunday, then it's in policy that we move it to the next Monday. I guess the question I ask you guys, do you want to follow what the state does and observe it on the Monday?
Right now it's scheduled for the 26th, which is the following.
Whichever one that doesn't affect our meeting.
So I talked to Misty, and that's why it says currently the 26th, mm-hmm. was because of that date. But if we observe it on a Monday, then 19th, we can hold our meeting.
And then we'll bring you a new policy if that's what the board directs us to. If you direct us to follow state policy.
Then we'll change the policy. She'll also bring us donuts.
What?
So.
I can't.
What?
Yeah. Misty, I can't remember what our... I know that we adopted it for employees.
It's that day. It's the 19th.
Oh.
Okay.
We observe it on
It will
the
be observed on the Monday. 19th. It would never affect a Thursday meeting.
No, it will. If we want to observe it on the 19th,
oh.
then we will change our meeting
gotcha.
Schedule
gotcha.
To the 26th.
But the state statute is Monday or the following Monday.
Or the following okay. Monday. If we want to follow that, we just need to change our policy here, right? We'll do a change here, and then we'll keep our normal 19th
okay.
board meeting day. Anybody have?
I don't have a conflict. I'm good either way.
You're good either way.
Yeah.
I'm easy to get along with.
I too.
It's not.
You guys are helping.
No, I say we. I think most places are going to observe the holidays. So I say we observe.
Observe the holiday on the day of or the Monday before.
On the day of the 19th.
So West Point does it.
19th is the holiday.
I think ours is going to change, just to follow what the state does. But we haven't discussed it yet.
Yeah, I would say follow what the state does.
Yeah, do what the state does. Do make it Monday.
Okay.
So our meeting can happen on our
preference?
Monday.
No. Our employees get...
The only ones that will actually affect, because they're still going to get the accrual, like we have built
into
the leave. The only ones that will affect is administration.
That's why I'm asking you guys.
Preference?
I'm fine with that.
Well, I think anybody that works anywhere would rather have it on a Monday than middle of the week.
Unless you work Friday, and then I'm off the 19th, not the following Monday, because it's a federal holiday. I don't work for a state entity.
Yeah, we can.
But that, I
wouldn't you rather have it on a Monday than a Thursday?
I don't know what we do in Clearfield, to tell you the truth.
I know in Sunset we
observe
the 19th.
I have to work it no matter what. So
at this point, that's the 19th.
We don't take it off.
Is this a new thing?
Last year was the first year that they enacted
that's
this.
Probably something.
This was last year. That's why we're going to observe it this year,
like we have it on the date, but it'll change for going forward.
I personally, then I'm going to recount my whatever. It's been a long day.
You're pulling it back.
Yeah, I'm pulling it back. The 19th, I would much rather have that, you know, that day off, so we do it on the 26th, do the meeting on the 26th.
Okay.
I had the 19th off from work. It'd be nice to have the whole day.
That's your vote?
Yes.
Okay. Your vote is state. Your vote was following state.
But then...
Mine was the
19th. Doesn't this change from year to year, though? Yes?
The 19th will change.
The 19th is not always going to be on a Thursday.
You're right. The 19th will change from year to year.
Well, that complicates things.
It's like Labor Day.
Just call it the state week. It makes it easy.
Are we going to change it at the city then, too?
I would say so.
Something we need to look at, possibly.
We should put it on the...
Sorry.
We're in the weeds on that one, but...
I don't know. Truthfully, I don't have a major.
I don't either. I'll.
Either way, it's not. I don't take the day off from work anyway, so.
Well, if you're on the fence, just jump on the Monday side.
Mm-hmm. Then Monday's fine.
There you go.
I'm easy.
See, I'm easy.
He's like.
Okay, we're gonna follow what the state does.
State. Okay. Follow state.
Yeah.
So next month, when I bring this back to you, I'll have that date fixed. Can I throw out another one that we have a couple changes on the dates, so they're all in there.
Throw it out.
Okay. So just April, that's not going to be the third Thursday in that month, because that's typically when you have the Utah League of Cities and Towns, I believe. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on their calendar. I looked today again, but that's typically the week you have it.
Okay.
So I scheduled our meeting for the 24th. And then in October, we try to stay away from fall break, mm-hmm. what we've done in the past. So that will be a week later. I'll be on the 23rd.
But so aside from those three, everything else is the normal.
Yeah, rate. And even the August meeting worked out well. The Chiefs conference that they'll be
this
going
year it
to,
did. Yeah.
It worked out that it's on an opposite week, so everything else should be able to remain. But then we'll follow state statute and we'll change this and bring you a policy next month. Okay, thank you.
So the 24th, what was the other one you said?
The
October.
October 23rd.
Yeah.
And then June will go back to
the 3rd.
Yeah, the 3rd.
What is June?
It's going to be the 19th.
The 19th.
If you miss it, you can't understand why you miss it.
If you miss it,
you can miss it.
I don't do anything but just slack off.
All right. Any more discussion needed on the schedule? Do you have anything else that needs to be done in the work session?
Yeah.
There you go.
Chair, I mentioned to you earlier that we just informed the board on myself and Chief King and Mayor Vincent. We were asked to entertain and put a pencil to the possibility of Clinton joining the district. And Misty helped us run up numbers, and we actually put quite a bit of work into it. And we met as a group with Clinton City, their finance guy,
city
manager, and their mayor.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right now they have an interim chief. Their chief is retiring. We met and we went over numbers with them and everything, and Mayor, please help. They fit perfect into the district, and we could make it work easy as far as numbers go, but I don't know. I think maybe the political environment and stuff isn't there to do that, and maybe even as far as our citizens go. I'm not really sure. The one thing that we did start the meeting off with was we have a really good working relationship. I'm talking about the fire departments. Clinton, and we don't want to compromise that at all. We work together really well, and so, which that hasn't been done, that hasn't happened, but we want to instill that relationship stays the same. So, Mary, do you want to kind of add to that? Or?
No, it was a good meeting. I think there was a lot that was put out on the table. I think in discussing with it, that just from a it was going to be difficult in their situation currently with the property tax being shifted over to the fire district, right? For their portion of it, for them to just shoulder that right now, not for that way it happened, so. They did, the city manager did say that he suspects within a short time, I mean, whatever that relatively number is that Clinton will be wanting to move over and join the district, and then it'll work out well. So seed was planted. I think it'll go forward at some point, just not right now.
Hi. Then just to add to this, I'd like to inform the board. So West Point just annexed 500 acres or?
Yeah, just shy of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out here and unincorporated, which I've talked with Boyd. And so that automatically comes into the district. I have to get with the county recorder and see when the lieutenant governor's office has signed that document, and it's a done deal. But just so you're aware, I talked to Commissioner Stevenson because we have that unincorporated. We have kind of a funky little puzzle down there. It's not many, so there's not many homes anyway. But my suggestion was, it'll probably be under contract unless I get different direction from the board. I didn't think about this before. If we apply to annex that as a district into that portion of the county into the district, I think that would change the organization of our board. And I don't know that I would suggest that.
If we take the unincorporated portion in?
If we take it by contract, which that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
By interlocal, like they do now, and not by having the county as a representative on our board. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And is that a requirement?
I think maybe we'd start going down that road. It's contiguous. So I did my homework with Title 17. Clinton City is contiguous with the districts. Their border is in Camp Sunset. And,
yeah.
You know, everything. Actually, believe it or not, to bring Clinton City in could have been a 90-day
boundary change, huh?
It didn't have to go out to public vote or anything. This with the county, there's not enough. I think eventually, and maybe you guys, maybe West Point can give you feedback, but I think eventually that's going to be West Point anyway.
All of it will be.
So I would just like to make sure that we're on the county recorder for the part that's been, and then have the county contract us with, that we do a couple little small spots right now, right, Ms. B? But I'd like to just take everything from on the West Point border. And basically Clinton would cover down to 45.
And then we'd take 45 west.
And we'd take 45 all the way out to Howard Slough. And,
okay.
Commissioner Stevenson is going to get back with me, with Jeff Euler. So I don't think we'll look to annex it. We'll just look to do it by contract.
I think probably.
And then eventually just annex it as the city annex.
Perfect. I think that's the smartest way to go.
I do too.
Yeah. I do.
But the just for your information, the legal description or the Mylar for the added part, which I'll get from West Point City, we have to submit that to the Bureau of EMS because that's added to our service area.
Okay.
So, which we're on top of.
Perfect.
But actually, is there even any homes on that land right now?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A
couple, right?
No, there's...
Well, and then I've seen that little cutout, too.
15?
On the,
yeah.
I've seen that little cutout where, like, two or three property owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I kind of explained that. The annexation came to the city first. When they first submitted it, they skewed the numbers from what
So when you, when they come into a city, right, the annexation has to have, of the part that's coming in, you have to have one-third the value of the homes in favor of it. And then it has to be, and there's some other requirements with it. It came in, they messed up the algorithm on that, and so they actually didn't meet one-third. They were like 32%. So they allowed, by statute, there was allowing them to make an adjustment to it. And so the ones that had voted against the annexation, they were able to go back in and cut them out, and then it didn't go against the valuation of the annexation. And so then it could come back in.
I see.
They were going to be included in it. They didn't want to be included in it. This just
made it simple.
Okay, we'll leave you out. Made the value be what it needed to be. And so that's how it got submitted. The county was okay with that little peninsula going in there. We suspect at some point what's going to end up happening is the other border is going to come in, and that's going to swallow them in, and then they'll just get swallowed up in it at the next one anyway.
The one point that I would like to make, though, and I think the board would agree with me, is those few holdouts, or whatever you want to call them, they should pay what every property owner pays in the district for our service in the contract.
Oh, you just put it the same tax rate, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to get service for for free or cheaper than what everybody else has to.
Yep.
Are they getting West Point utilities right now?
No, not right now. There are some out there. Some of the parts of it are getting our garbage service, but they're not getting anything else. They contract.
And they're already in Hooper Water, right?
They're already in Hooper Water.
And North Davis Sewer.
They will be. They will be once the annexation goes through. The North Davis Sewer has to go through an annexation portion, just similar as you do. There's a couple more little kinks in that, because now all of a sudden they have to connect, and the connection sewer is substantially higher than paying a tax to the fire district. And some of them have complained, we just put a $30,000 septic tank in, we don't want to connect, rightfully so. But the health district is, the health department is not renewing any more septic tank renewals. So it's going to force them onto the sewer system that is being put out there right now.
If we regulated the fire code, which I'd like to do, you have to have the water supply.
Yeah. So. Yeah, anyway, I think that's fair.
I'll keep the board apprised of what is going on out there, but that's all I have.
Okay. Any other, nothing else in the work session? We'll adjourn that one. Okay. Oh, we get the blessing of just starting right into our Board of Trustee meeting. So we'll call that to order. It is 6:25 p.m. Thursday, November 21st, 2024. This is being held at West Point Station 41 in West Point. We'll start on this time, Ricky Carlson, Tim Roper, Mayor Wiggo, myself, Brian Vincent, Nancy Smalling, and Annette Judd. Excused tonight are Megan Ratchford, Mark Shepard, and Jerry Chatterton. Thank you. Ricky has voluntold-ish. He's gonna offer a prayer for us and then lead us in the pledge tonight.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we're gathered here as board members and firefighters and community. We're thankful for the service that's provided. Please bless us as we discuss district business, that we'll be able to make decisions that's best for the district and the residents and the staff. And we're so thankful for all those that work here and provide the services that they do. These things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All rise. Say a pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ricky. Seeing no public, unless anybody, okay, we're gonna.
He's running in the door.
Nothing there. We're gonna go ahead and go right past our citizen comment. Consideration approval of the minutes from the October 2024 board meeting. Anybody has any edits or changes? We'll take that. If not.
Move to approve the minutes.
Look to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Motion by Tim and a second by Nancy. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, approval of the district bills for September and October. Had a chance to look at that.
I've had an opportunity to review all the bills from September and October, and I make a motion that we approve those bills, please.
Second.
Motion for approval by Mayor Wiggle, second by Tim. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks. North Davis Fire District Financial Report.
Just a couple things real quick. Misty, starting to finish up our audit, right?
Yep, they'll be in house tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're moving along with that really well.
Who's our auditor?
Ulrich.
Yeah, they'll be here tomorrow, in fact. Just a little gee whiz, ambulance revenue. Missy told me this right before the meeting. Our call volume, so this year we haven't got a whole bunch of transfers yet. And this year we're
126,000.
126,000 ahead.
Higher at this time this year than from last year at this time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's.
That's good.
Makes us really good, feel good about the number we budgeted, and we're moving in the right direction. Also, impact fees, we're moving in a, we figured 50,000 was pretty conservative, and we collected 38, and Kurt, I think there's a couple of big projects that might still be going, huh?
Yeah, I think the one down by the train station, can't think of the name
Station
of it.
Station Park.
Station mm-hmm. Park.
Clearfield Station.
What is it?
Clearfield Station.
Clearfield Station.
Yeah, Clearfield Station. They've got quite a bit submitted.
What are they going to do? Work on, like.
I think the front climbing wall is coming in probably the first part of next year when they were going to start coming out of the ground over there.
Oh, okay.
We just had a big tour of it and. We'll start to see.
That's a pretty big development.
Oh, yeah, 60 acres, so.
Yeah. So anyway, just those couple of items. Other than that, we're on budget for everything else. Just to talk to you about capital budget and the building, we're on the downhill side. We only got a few things left on the punch list. We're coming in on budget with the building, and we're pretty much done with it. We got a couple holdups and some things to have that we need to work through in the spring, but for the most part, it's done. So that's all I have as far as the financial report.
Thanks. Any questions on that? Need a motion for accepting of that?
Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the North Davis Fire District financial report.
They have a motion for approval by Annette.
I'll second.
And second by Nancy. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. Fire Chief's report.
Just a couple things. We're still scheduled to receive an ambulance in February. Well, they pushed it from November to February. But in February, we're supposed to get a new ambulance. Other than that,
What did we order?
We ordered a wheeled coach, type 3. Well, coach type 3 is similar to what we have now, except for it has an auto load in it now. The auto load securities, which these board members were privy to us doing that program now.
Is that 350 or 450?
550.
550. Okay, like that other truck we have with the box on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And ambulance, just so you're aware, ambulances are still about two and a half years out.
Jeez.
crazy.
No matter who you want, try to buy one from. That's the way. And then I'll just end with, I'll let Kurt update you a little bit on, I mean, we're always hiring and unfortunately, we've had some employees leave, not because they didn't like the district. They want to move to Michigan and they want to, like, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, we've got, so we're down 3 positions right now. Well, yeah, in the next couple of weeks we will be. Like Chief said, one moved to Michigan, one went to Northview, which was closer to his home, and another one of our captains, is going to be going in a week and a half or so. He's going to Lovedale, which is closer to his home. He lives out in Eagle Mountain, and so...
So captain's position, what's the other two?
Both were paramedics, so...
And then the one before that went to Oregon?
Yeah, he left and went to Oregon.
This one? Yeah,
out of the blue.
So they're not leaving us to go over to Roy or something there.
So we did, I was optimistic on our hiring that we were going, that we just completed going into it. I had a couple of good candidates on paper. One of the paramedics that I was hopeful for didn't pan out quite as well as we'd hoped. And then the other one had submitted for a full-time job and then we'd acted in only one part-time. So we were able to pick up one part-time paramedic out of it. So for now, we're gonna fill the captain's position. We feel hopeful and we think we have good candidates internal, so we're gonna keep that internal, fill that position, and reevaluate at that point, see what we need to do to move forward. So as far as that goes, we're not the only ones facing that. I talked with Theron at Roy. He's down 5 paramedics right now.
Oh, wow.
And getting no applications. And we talked with South Davis. They've lost 20 paramedics this year. So it's kind of a tough spot, but we're doing okay. Our people are staying hopeful and excited, and so far we're doing okay with that. So just couple of things from last month. We ran a total of 341 calls. It's not our slowest month, but it wasn't our busiest either, right kind of in the middle. During that month, we had 87 times that we had 2 calls going on in the district at the same time. We had 15 times that we had 3 calls and 2 that we had 4. So aside from that, right now we've got our crews are participating in a countywide training. They're doing some self-rescue type training down at South Davis Metro. We've received back, today was the second shift to go, and both those shifts have come back with really, really good comments that it's been a good training. Countywide, I've heard good things. They're working together as a county and helping each other. So aside from that, we just got training going on and trying to find paramedics.
How does Roy run down 5 paramedics?
I don't know how Theron's doing it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I don't think he would mind if I... He is very frustrated. Our board has, always stepped up and taken care of our people with the wage studies that we do and stuff, and there's quite a few, and I think from our conversation with Clinton, you could kind of see that. There's a lot of cities that have not been doing that, and they just are bleeding people. We have some kind of situations where the people aren't leaving because they're not going for money. They're leaving because they want to. They'll buy a house in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. I have no idea. But so they're paying overtime, and they're weaving their way through it. And I think that To be really honest with you, I can't prove it. It's not my place to do it, but I think they're running under minimum ad.
They'd have to.
You know, and that's compromising firefighters and possibly your community, and I think you could, you might get away with it for quite a while, but, you know.
So is there a lot of, I don't know what the term is, mutual aid or auto aid or whatever it is that's coming in on their calls to help?
I think so,
yeah. I think Clinton's in the same boat right now, too. We've been
helping.
The others have been helping them quite a bit. I think they're down people. I don't know.
Okay. Well, so I work in Roy, and I see the base's fire truck coming through there all the time. Mm-hmm. So I just was curious if that was maybe part of what that was going on.
Yeah, okay. I think he's doing a really good job there, and I don't know the political environment or anything, but I know, you guys know Darren, he's frustrated.
Yeah. So bad for him.
Yeah, we put it out for 2 or 3 weeks. Our social media reached clear across the country. We were getting people liking it, seeing it. We only wound up with 2 paramedic applications. We had 3 that were, or we had 3, one of them we cut, just for references. I know, like, Bluffdale, that was a captain position that was open down there. They got quite a few applicants down there. I think the Salt Lake Valley doesn't compare to Davis County, really, with wages and stuff. They're still getting applications. I know Northview got a lot of applications for theirs, but it seems like in this area there's just not a lot of.
Chief, can you speak to that? I've started pulling wages from other entities. Northview did a massive pay increase, and their medics are that. I mean, even their AEMTs. But where we're seeing the discrepancy in them is the wage for the paramedic. Not huge, mm-hmm. but people that could be.
I think Northview had
they're higher than everybody right now.
24 paramedic applicants.
They had 24 there?
But they're pulling Ogden people.
Right.
Okay, so of these 24, do you think that most of them have a job already somewhere and they're just jumping over? Okay.
Yeah, they got a lot of people in the lateral.
Okay.
They're getting people from the Weber Fire District.
Yeah.
I think it's important to say too, though, that Northview, they're just starting up their paramedic program, right, Chief?
Yeah.
So this is new to them. They're starting their setup. They haven't even had it going.
Okay.
So it could have been something to entice laterals that could help the transition.
Sure, I can understand that.
Because what we're seeing in Davis County is the bulk that's leaving, like South Davis, they're going to Unified Fire, which we don't even compare.
Or Salt Lake.
Well, and even Salt Lake Fire's losing people to Unified. I don't know what Unified's doing, but nobody really compares to them. And so it's a tough one. That's hard to compete with something like that. I don't know that we really can, but.
We try to be within the top in Davis County and our area. Not necessarily the top,
sure.
But towards the top. But there are some agencies that are at the bottom. And we're not that by no means. But another thing I think is really good, we got 2 guys in school right now.
Okay, good.
Which we're sending our own people, which I think is a great thing. Mm-hmm. And I think next year in the budget, we'll probably budget for 2 more because we got some really good candidates. And I've had good luck investing in our own people. Mm-hmm. You know?
That the one thing that we've had really good success with is not so much on hiring paramedics, but we've been able to hire advanced EMTs that have come in. They're fairly new to the business, but we've had really good success with them. And so we're optimistic that if we need to adjust staffing a little bit as far as who's on what shifts to make it work and we hire some advanced, we can move forward, and we've had good success that way. So,
okay.
Good group of guys that are excited and we're still.
Let us know how we can help on that then. Anything else in the report?
Okay, we'll go on to member city updates.
Tim, you want to start?
Sure.
You're a Clearfield representative.
I am tonight. You'll notice that our on and off ramps in Clearfield are getting an upgrade. They're going to be really pretty. We decided a couple years ago we were sick of UDOT using our on and off ramps to store their equipment. So we learned a way that we could keep them off for good. So, plants are going in and rock walls and gravel and some jets will appear eventually along there. So, and we just rebranded our city and adopted a new logo. And we've rebranded ourselves as Utah's Military City. And so our jets are supposed to be going up sooner or later. But so yeah, Clearfield's continuing to get an upgrade. Yeah, 6x4 decorated jets.
We've got one. So. It's coming to the fire station.
Yeah, we're going to have one. So yeah.
Okay, cool. Good?
I'm good.
There.
We have a new charter school in Sunset.
Yep.
Fremont Elementary was bought by Wallace Stagner Charter School. I haven't had an opportunity to go over it fully with them, but I believe that they're going to be looking to do some remodeling and start enrollment for the 2025 year, I believe. I don't know what that means to us as a community, but
it's huge.
They did. It was a unanimous vote in Tuesday's meeting with the North Davis School District to sell the property to them. In a way, really excited to have the school open again, but I know that'll mean something for you guys too moving forward in the future. Yeah. So,
yeah. What did you? It was Wallace. What?
Stagner.
Stagner.
Charter school. They currently have two schools in a school in West Valley and a school in Salt Lake. You know, when I was stalking them, they're top-rated charter schools in both those cities, and so I'm sure they're going to be, you know, exceptional for our community as well. But other than that, getting ready for winter, just like all the other cities, and getting ready for cold. Here I am in my shorts. So life is good.
I got something to add with our city business. I was able to sit with our planning commission last week, and Woodbury CEO and MIDA representative presented some future development down the road a couple of years, you know, with the freeway shifting east.
Yep.
And maybe you guys are aware of it, but 30 new acres of development is going to go in right there. So.
Yeah, and that's going to be actually the district will be annexing that. Mm-hmm.
You have MIDA right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'll do that because our city public works is going to have to take care of it. So in that same sense, you guys will be annexed to provide fire support. So far, the plans we've seen, there's an awful lot of housing going in there is all I've seen. There are some businesses, but as Ricky stated, that's all coming about in the next few years.
Good luck.
MIDA's fun, let me tell you.
MIDA.
Yep. Well, yay, MIDA.
We've got MIDA and UDOT that we get to deal with at the same time, yeah, which is neither one of them.
At the same time.
All you got to do is
join the club.
UDOT is.
We can't get to it.
Join the city, sir?
Well, the chief basically stole our thunder. That's okay. You know, we've annexed almost 500 acres. That's pretty exciting. Other crazy things that are going on. I can't remember the last time we did this. Talked about West Davis.
Yep.
So they came out and did an extra study for the extension to 1800. I don't remember if we talked about that before here. But that's on track for the next.
Yeah. So there was one update. Last time I think we talked about that West Davis, the second phase, being just two lanes. It is four lanes. It's two lanes in each direction. Okay. Just right off the bat. So
the one thing that was interesting that for us out west is I was talking to you, I think you mayor, with the if you try to make a left hand turn off of 45 onto 1800 at about 4 to 5 o'clock in the evening, the stacking is clear back past 1300 north. Mm. I think I was talking to Boyd today that will be a...
98 cars, I counted.
Wow.
98 cars were stopped at that intersection.
And drawn up there.
But I think that that's going to be a light with that project.
We
It'll
begged.
Be needed.
That's going to... Well, you know what it is. It's Weber County people going...
Oh, absolutely. It's 100% that's what it is.
Every other avenue to get there is...
A mess.
A mess with orange coats all over.
Yeah.
Yep, it was 3/4 of a mile back up.
Yeah. That's like overnight traffic, because I used to take that home, and it used to be my fast way home.
Yep.
Not anymore. I tried a couple weeks ago, and I think I was number 15 or 20 in line.
So I met with UDOT this last week and told them that.
Take a number.
And they're like, no, you didn't. No. I'm like, yeah, I counted it. No, it wasn't that bad.
They're like,
I don't know what to tell you.
It wasn't that bad.
Maybe next time I'll have to get video.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what I was asking you to take the drone.
Yeah.
I go down to 5,000.
Those guys are much better.
Well, wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great holiday season. And I will take...
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Tim.
Second.
Second by Annette. All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
That's the quickest one you should be on.
Good job.
You were waiting over it. No, it's because I've been drilled by Mayor Shepard.
Yes, you have.
No one says it in our meetings. He's like, come on.
I can step up. This is the most important one. Let's get out of here.
At our meetings, Jerry's the honoree to say move to adjourn.